And I'm joined in studio now by Lacey Shermers, Managing Director, Great Theater, and Gail Cruikshank, Talent Director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. Good morning.
Okay, so there's so many different things that we can discuss here today, but you know, let's talk about the talent attraction and retention. Okay,
yeah.
So trying to get people to come and work for you and then keep them. That's really the challenge, right? Because you don't want to train people in and then have them leave right away.
That's right. And so one of the, you know, obviously everybody's hiring or everybody's trying to find that magical retention trick or tool that will keep their folks here. And, you know, I think as you always are looking for, what do I need to do differently or what do I need to do to attract that new workforce? You know, St. Cloud Shines is one of those opportunities that we're really put forth for the community to really highlight everything that's going on here as we are looking to both keep the people here that are growing up here, as well as maybe ones that are looking to come back, or maybe somebody that's thinking about this region as an opportunity to be to find a job and to live and work here.
Lacey, can you tell us about what St. Cloud Shines is?
Yeah, so St. Cloud Shines is basically a social media campaign. It started from work we were doing on the blog with the Greater St. Cloud Community Portal website. And as we were meeting with people and getting ideas for the blog and brainstorming, just realized how many positive things were happening in our community that a lot of people don't know about. And so that's kind of where it started. And how could we take it further? And how can we share all this good that's happening? And so that's where we started this placemaking digital strategy on social media. And St. Cloud Shines is more or less the campaign and the hashtag that's going along with it.
What are some examples of things that you see on St. Cloud Shines?
You know, featuring people, businesses, nonprofits, like the shower people, for example, was just a story that was shared, or just different events and things happening in the community that just really highlight the positive things that are here.
Okay.
You know, we highlighted Summertime by George, the thing out at St. Woodfire Wednesdays, you know, those kind of things that, again, even if you live here, you might not even know that they are happening sometimes. And so, and then as up and coming businesses are doing great things in the community, like Lacey mentioned, I mean, again, a lot of times we go about doing our job every day and we don't even know all these great things. And there's so many things, but until you really start collectively making a big deal out of them, people don't think it's so great. And it really is. There's a lot of hidden gems and things we all don't know here that make us so great here.
How does St. Cloud Shines tie into job placement and retention?
I think, you know, as people have a sense of community pride and feel good about where they're living and where they're working, you know, it all kind of goes hand in hand together, that you bring that back to the workplace with you, you bring it home with you, you know, it all works collectively together. And so it's just, you know, trying to bolster that.
Is it kind of designed to try to bring the community together?
Yes, but also, you know, from an inward to an outward standpoint. So bring the community together, you know, create a positive narrative for our community, have that community pride, but then ultimately for that to go outward and be an attraction tool for people to want to be here.
Okay. How does that help with placemaking? Can you describe what placemaking is?
So placemaking is the act of making a place memorable or meaningful. And so it's just, you know, if you think about places you travel or, you know, kind of the bucket list areas or places or things you want to do, you know, what is it about those that, you know, make them that? And it's all about them being memorable and meaningful experiences when you're there. There's a lot of different things that go into it, but applying that to Greater St. Cloud.
What are some of the placemaking things in St. Cloud?
You know, so it can be, most often I think people think of it from a traditional standpoint. So murals, you know, when you think about, you go to Nashville, you see everyone taking a picture in front of those big, gorgeous wings that are on the wall. But we're tackling it more from a digital standpoint and highlighting the stories, the content, the things that are going on, the people that are here, that part of it that makes it meaningful.
Okay. So what would we take pictures in front of here?
Right now, yeah. That's further down the road, yeah, in this strategy.
And I think I've had discussions like this on our call-in shows. Of what What is a landmark or something in St. Cloud that's like, yeah, this is cool. I want to take my picture in front of it because it's kind of what St. Cloud is known for. I suppose it might be a different answer for a different person.
It is, absolutely. I mean, because what's important to you is different than what's important to me and what's different to Lacey. You know, and I think right away of, you know, so many people have taken pictures down at Summertime by George. I think they can really relate to that. You know, even if it is, you know, some of these new and exciting things that are coming to St. Cloud, I think it's all about what's important to you and what's important to your family and what's going to really make that difference. You never know what's going to spark that interest, even for that candidate that might be thinking about St. Cloud. If they're Googling five different cities and trying to figure out where do I want to land or where do I want to look for a job, hopefully some of this positiveness is going to be spreading through that social media avenues that we utilize and really make them hit, I want to go there and I want to look for jobs there.
Right. So you're trying to make St. Cloud look like an inviting place, a welcoming place to be.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I would say, you know, going on with Gail was saying, our historic downtown is definitely something that's very unique to St. Cloud. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many photos you see of people underneath the Paramount Marquee, you know, or with the new lights that are down on Fifth Avenue.
There are people taking pictures in front of our door and our building every single week. Is there either graduation photos, wedding photos, whatever it is. I mean, again, I think to your point, it's what everybody wants to do that connection with. And really, it's that collectively, you know, making it a bigger deal as everybody shares. And like we talked about the hashtag, I mean, it's again, it's that feeling, it's that vibe out there that it's all about the positive. You know, a lot of times our narrative can get somewhat negative or just repetitive or what is really going on in St. Cloud. And again, together, collectively, sharing the positive really, again, starts everybody feeling like, yeah, there's a lot here. And this is why I'm here, and this is why I love to be here. This is why I want to be there. So,
are you looking for contributions, Lacey, for St. Cloud Shines?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, we're always open to stories and content ideas. And
how do people get those to you?
We have a dedicated writer, Katie Vernig, who curates all the content. So connecting either with myself or directly with Katie through the GSDC would be the best way to get us that content.
Okay. Does this, I mean, if you're highlighting St. Cloud and what St. Cloud has to offer, does this also make it beneficial to get people to come in from other communities to work here?
Absolutely. And again, it is just that collectiveness. We all have to do it together. And even though, you know, Katie is our writer and Lacey's doing amazing things with it and there's so many people helping with it, we need the whole community to get behind it. And that's where, you know, sharing the hashtag, sharing, you know, St. Cloud Shines out there. Buying these great t-shirts that we created as well. So you can, again, either as a company, really promote the community or even as yourself. There's a lot of positiveness going around. People are starting to recognize that when they see the shirt or they see the logo or they see the hashtag. I mean, it's starting to build in that momentum and it's just exciting to see. And I think it's just, again, highlighting why we're a great place to live and work.
You mentioned the t-shirts. Where do people get those? The St. Cloud Shines t-shirts.
They can go on to our website, greaterstcloud.com/stcloudshines, and it gives you all of the information about the campaign, how to do the t-shirts. You can even personalize the t-shirts if you're a company that wants to do that for their employees. We've had several employers do that. So that's where they can find out all of that information on our website, greaterstcloud.com.
Okay. How long has St. Cloud Shines been in existence?
It officially launched the beginning of the year in January. It was around this time last year that the whole concept and strategy behind it was developing. And it has taken off and skyrocketed with reach and engagement.
Lots of positivity.
Yes, lots of positivity.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a lot of involvement in social media on this?
Yeah, it's. I mean, that's the
That's pretty
primary,
much it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
that's where you can find all the information about it.
Yep.
Okay.
So primarily Facebook, Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram, Greater St. Cloud is our handle.
That's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I suppose I'd have to get an Instagram account to see it. I do have Facebook already, so I guess I could find it that way.
There you go.
Anything we haven't touched on this you wanted to bring up, Lacey or Gail?
I just would like to add, you know, again, as we talked about, as it relates back to the talent and workforce part of things, you know, again, check out our website, greaterstcloudjobspot.com as well. If you're an employer or a job seeker looking to either find people or find a new career, This, again, it helps promote the community. We've got all of our jobs posted as well as information for both employers and job seekers on how to help each other connect. So really just trying to continue to grow and build our very diverse community and putting everybody to work that wants to be
there. And there's still a lot of jobs out there in this community.
There are a lot of jobs out there.
All over the place.
And so that's why, again, employers need to be that employer of choice. And lots of these great positivity and sharing that is going to help with that effort.
Okay. Thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And again, Lacey, if people do want to participate in St. Cloud Shines, how can they do it?
They should connect with us through greaterstcloud.com/stcloudshines. All the contact information is there.
Excellent. Thank you both. Lacey Schirmers, Managing Director, Great Theater, and also Gail Cruikshank, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation Talent Director.